This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What's going on with the air quality in China couldn't be called weather in any fair sense of the word. But in the parts of the world where what comes from the sky is just plain old rain or snow or hot or cold, companies often find convenient excuses for bad or good corporate performance. Matt Phillips is a writer at Quartz, and he has put together a list of his favorite weather-related business rationalizations. Matt, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So, you know, some of this weather stuff makes sense, right? Like if it's too warm, sweaters aren't going to sell and all that stuff. But there are things in here that just kind of boggle the mind, like weather and beer sales in China. Hello?
Yes. That is one of the odd things we saw, that the SAB Miller, the giant South African brewing company, they blamed exceptionally cold and wet winter weather for a decline in their volume of sales in China. Essentially, you can infer some behaviors there. It's cold. You don't really feel like reaching for a frosty one, I guess.
Sometimes I do. I don't know. But there's another wet weather one. Logging companies like to blame the weather when it's too soggy. I don't know.
Yes. Actually, logging, the supply of logs gets disrupted because if it's too wet, it's difficult to get into the forest to cut down the trees. You know, there's all sorts of safety implications, as you can imagine. So wet weather does disrupt the supply of lumber, which can help drive prices of lumber sky high.
All right, here's my favorite, and it's about fat chickens. I'm just going to read it. The COO of Sanderson Farms says, "The weather down here was perfect, and our chickens, the weights, they perform very well in that type of environment. The chickens are too fat."
The chickens were too fat. I'm not actually a chicken biologist. I don't know why this appears to be the case, but it does appear to be the case. And in fact, so fat, the chickens got so fat that they had to ramp up the production at their slaughterhouses and start slaughtering them a little bit early because they were getting too fat for the customers. The chickens were too big to buy.
Which creates its own kind of dilemma, right? You got to hustle and do other stuff.
That's right.
So is this real or is it bogus? Because you hear this stuff all the time.
I think it's real. I think the weather pretty clearly does impact a range of businesses across the country, and all of them in different ways. I mean, companies that sell soup are going to be a lot more pleased with a spurt of cold weather than companies that sell beer or Coca-Cola. Last year was a really wet, cold summer in Europe, and that really hurt Coca-Cola Enterprises sales in Europe. So the weather's always going to hurt somebody and help somebody, but you'd think that some of our corporate executives could plan for weather to be there.
You'd think, but, you know.
At least.
Are these all just in corporate profit reports? I mean, do you just cull these from what companies actually say on the public record?
Yep. These are all on the record. This is what they say in calls with analysts. They get on there, and they say it's been cold.
or it's been hot, or it's been just right.
Right.
Matt Phillips, he's at Quartz. That's the Atlantic Business Channel's new website. Matt, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a million.